This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Almost 2,000 innocent people have been killed by Russian forces in Bucha, Irpin, Mariupol, Ukraine, some just for speaking Ukrainian or having Ukrainian symbols. VOA's Eastern Europe Bureau Chief Miroslava Gongadze was granted exclusive access to the scene of a mass graveyard in Izum in the Kharkiv region that contains more than 400 bodies. Most of them apparently died particularly violent deaths, with many victims found with their hands tied behind their backs, ropes around their necks, broken bones, and gunshot wounds. United Nations experts and Ukrainian officials have pointed to new evidence of war crimes in Ukraine. The head of a UN-mandated investigation body said Friday that the war crimes include rape, torture, and the confinement of children have been committed in Russian-occupied areas of Ukraine. The fight to end the pandemic of COVID-19 takes place on the sidelines of the UN United Nations General Assembly. AP correspondent Julie Walker has that story.
Any mention of COVID by world leaders typically came at the tail end of a long list of grievances. But on the sidelines of the annual meeting, the pandemic was still very much part of the conversation. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres gathered world leaders to discuss equitable access to COVID vaccines, tests, and treatments.
It's time to build political momentum to finish the job on COVID-19.
World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus noted the encouraging signs mask a deep disparity between wealthy and poor countries.
Now is the time for all of us to run harder and make sure we cross the line and reap the rewards of all our hard work.
Julie Walker, New York.
This is VOA News.